Demonstrations ongoing. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Protests and rallies continuing across the U.S. Sunday, following Friday's Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more from Washington, D.C.
They have been peaceful overall. There were two arrests made yesterday after two people appeared to throw red paint beyond the security barrier here that was cleaned up by this morning. And police are on standby just in case tensions flare. Now, today's crowd size is about a fifth of what it was yesterday.
In Eugene, Oregon, Saturday night, 10 pro-abortion protesters were arrested for disorderly conduct outside a pregnancy center. The FBI is assisting police in Longmont, Colorado, in the investigation of a pregnancy center there that was vandalized and set on fire. At the G7 summit in the German Alps, President Biden and other world leaders are focused on working together on urgent global issues.
President Biden urged the leaders of the six other top world economies to keep pressure on Russia as it continues its attacks in Ukraine. Also, to counter China's economic growth, the president officially unveiled a new global infrastructure partnership to focus on where development can be achieved and sustained. Discussions also centered on inflation that has gripped the U.S. and many G7 counterparts and efforts to counteract it.
Fox's Gernal Scott in New York. Even though gas prices have decreased slightly over the last couple of weeks, experts say the drop is not enough to help consumers.
Right now, with the average price $1.90 a gallon higher than it was 1 year ago, each 15-gallon fill means another $28.55 out of pocket.
Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey. The average price of gas in the U.S. is $5.05 a gallon. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A wave of district attorneys leaving their jobs over controversial criminal justice reforms.
The New York Post is reporting that this year, 65 district attorneys have left. When progressive DA Alvin Bragg took office, he ordered prosecutors to not seek prison sentences for a number of crimes and to downgrade charges for robberies and commercial burglaries. And it's not just Manhattan seeing a mass exodus in attorneys over reforms to the justice system. In Brooklyn, more than 67 prosecutors have left since June, and 59 prosecutors in the Bronx quit this year as of May, according to the New York Post. And here in California, L.A. County's Association of Deputy DAs voted overwhelmingly to support the recall effort against their boss, Liberal DA George Gascon.
Fox's Christina Coleman. A Michigan woman is charged with killing her son.
A gruesome discovery in Detroit. Police say they found a 3-year-old boy's body decomposing in a basement freezer. The boy's mother now is charged with the death of the toddler. Wayne County prosecutors say 31-year-old Azerati France is charged with first-degree murder, child abuse and torture, and concealing the death of an individual. Detroit Police and Child Protective Services were conducting a welfare check at the home early Friday when the boy's body was discovered. Neighbors say the boy was blind and CPS was called as many as 13 times this year. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A tight race for first place at the weekend box office.
An Elvis Presley biopic shook up theaters with a better-than-expected debut. Elvis with $30.5 million in ticket sales, and for now, that's the same as Top Gun Maverick. Final figures will determine which film ultimately won the weekend. Jurassic World Dominion slides to third place, selling $26.4 million worth of tickets. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.